The United Nations Security Council passed the U.S. proposed resolution with a 14-0 vote, with Russia and China abstaining. The resolution follows President Donald Trump's 20-point ceasefire plan, which calls for a yet-to-be-established Board of Peace as a transitional authority that he would head. It also would authorize an international stabilization force with a wide mandate, including overseeing the borders, providing security, and demilitarizing the territory. The board and the force would be authorized through the end of 2027. The United States delegate to the United Nations says that the resolution is necessary for peace.
Colleagues, the eyes of history and humanity are upon us right here, right now. A vote against this resolution is a vote to return to war. Time is not on the side of peace. This is not the time for endless debate and lawyering. The clock is ticking like a time bomb. So let us vote for this resolution, not as a compromise, but as a covenant for the children of Gaza and for peace that endures.
The representative says Donald Trump's leadership is central to the plan.
The Board of Peace, which will be led by President Trump, remains the cornerstone of our effort. The board will coordinate the delivery of humanitarian assistance, facilitate Gaza's development, and support a technocratic committee of Palestinians responsible for day-to-day operations of Gaza's civil service and administration, while the Palestinian Authority fully implements its reform program.
The United States representative finishes their speech saying there is more to come.
This resolution today is just the beginning. An adoption of resolution today demonstrates the overwhelming support for the president's vision for a stable Gaza where Palestinians determine their own destiny, free from terrorist rule and violence. And under President Trump's bold leadership, the United States will continue to deliver results alongside our many partners.
Russia and China abstained on the vote. A week before the meeting, Russia circulated a rival draft resolution including stronger language supporting Palestinian statehood and stressing that the West Bank and Gaza must be joined as a state under the Palestinian Authority. More than a month after the current ceasefire went into effect, Palestinians in Gaza say their days remain marked by scarcity and uncertainty. The search for basic necessities like food or shelter was interrupted as floodwaters poured through displacement areas over the weekend. During the Security Council meeting, representatives from many countries expressed concerns for protecting Palestine's right to self-determination. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. Representatives from Israel and Palestine did not speak at the hearing. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.